When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Public relations companies usually have very little to offer a programme like this. We rarely do celebrity, or straight plugs, or loud. We like the everyday, the quirky, the bigger story behind the little one. Just the kind of story the PR people for Ulster Bank rang up about. "We have a new mobile bank," they said. Now that's a story for the curious ear. Why in this age of online banking do they buy a new van and drive it around? That's the story. But it wasn't. The story wasn't the bank or the van. The real story was Jim and Anne, the driver and the teller.
What have you got? You have bags of money.
You have a coin.
Morning time. Ballina, County Mayo.
Different quantities there, you know, the cents and the 2 cents.
The van has been got ready.
I'm the driver, you see, and the bank official takes out the notes in the security box.
And you have a flask of tea,
flask of tea, yes. We have the food on the road.
So I'd say if the fellas came to rob something, if it was you can take the money.
Yeah, leave the flask, yeah.
So this morning now, where are you going?
Achill Island. It's about an hour and 35 minutes driving. We have Kiel, Dugort, Duconellan, Cashel, and the Sound, Achill Sound today.
This is the boss. He has tea brought.
Yes, so we share that. We share it.
Whether he likes it or
whether
not.
Whether he likes it or not.
He has the sandwiches in there on the seat.
I got my own sandwiches, yeah.
Who made them for you?
I made them myself this morning.
Is there no good eating out in Achill, is that what you're saying? Kiel, in the car park of a pub. The drill is the same at every stop. Anne gets back into the body of the van and sits behind a counter, and Jim gets out and lets down the steps.
Mobile bank is the lifeblood of the island. We have a totally inadequate ATM at Achill Sound because sometimes when there's great pressure on it with visitors or an influx of tourists, it might run out of money.
Where's your nearest bank?
We'd have to travel to Westport or Kestlebar.
Which is how long of a journey? How far is
Kestlebar is about 43 miles. Westport is about 34.
So it's 2 hours out of your day, probably.
2 hours out of your day, yeah. It has happened that people have gone out to the ATM at Achill Sound, no money, on a Saturday of a bank holiday weekend, have to travel up to Westport or Kestlebar in order to draw out some money just for the weekend.
The way it is, my account isn't great, so I'd rather deal with the bank because with the ATM it's taken out directly, electronically, you know, out of the account. So I could be in the red by the time I got home.
Oh, I see.
So I'm taking it from the bank here. It takes a day, maybe 2 days to go through the account, which stage some money would cover it, or coming in would cover it, you know.
Because they're not attached.
I'm living here a long time. I'm from Dublin originally, and I used to go away to sea a lot. I still do. When I get a call, I know I'm retired, you know. But I still get an odd call to go, you know, so.
Do what at sea? What's that to?
An engineer at sea, you know.
All right.
But I didn't make enough money at sea to keep me going now that I'm retired. I spent it all as it came in. That was the trouble. So I'm always doing me sums. I'll be doing them now when I go home to sea. to see with the small withdrawal I just took there now to see what I have left in the account, which I think is only about €1.65 or €1.67.
You have me worried. You have a lot of years of retirement ahead of you. You're not going to keep going back to sea, are you? When you're
I want to. I'm. You know, it gets boring here, especially in the winter. That you need to be anyway. Need the money. For God's sake.
You're rushing for the bank, are you?
I am, yeah.
Well, do you mind me asking?
I'm lodging €5 million. And I'm taking out four.
And you're one of
€5 million.
And you're one of the poorest people on the island.
I am the poorest person on the island. So it just gets you a little bit of an idea of just how wealthy us Echo people are.
Dugort. A few houses on a sharp bend of a sheltered lane down to a beach.
We're getting a little bit of summer weather.
I have paid my ESP bill in.
All right.
Great.
And can you do that over the phone? You can't do that over the phone.
Well,
I'm
not into that. I'd rather just do it the simple way.
I'll get you to sign that one again, Tom. Thank you. There you go. Lovely,
thank you, Jill.
Anne leaves the van to do some business with Mrs. McDool.
I'm here again. Hello, Mrs. McDool. How are you?
Hello.
How are
you? Welcome today.
Thank you very much. Yeah. How are you keeping?
I wasn't so good this past week.
Yeah.
I had a pain in my back.
She runs a guest house nearby. Her husband used to work for the bank and lobbied for the island to get a mobile bank.
So I had a governess. My father had been out in Egypt with Lawrence of Arabia. He was an engineer who worked with Lawrence, building bridges and all that sort of thing.
Do you just want that in
the
usual?
Keep this.
Yes, you can keep the checkbook. Yeah. I'll bring it back into you in a second.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne.
Canella. The bank is up against the perimeter wall of the church and there's a queue outside. There's plenty of room for four or five people inside, but for the sake of privacy, it's usually one at a time inside.
You can't do a lot of your business electronically then, can you?
I can, but there's something about getting your cash and or paying your bills. Like I don't mind electronic banking, but I still prefer to
touch it. And see the person's face.
His face, yes.
Okay, Nora, God bless. How are you?
Do you come every week?
Oh, we do.
You do?
Yeah.
To give money to the bank, is it?
To give money and take out money.
Yeah.
Be more.
Both ways.
Where did you make all your money?
Here and there.
Here and there.
What's the name of this place, by the way? Sorry, I was trying to work it out in Irish.
Dúchanála.
But in Irish it's Dúch.
Dúchanála.
What does Dúch mean?
Black.
And Canála is what?
Black sand, it really means, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Or black mud, or black mud.
That's how you made your money. There's oil around here.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't told anyone at all.
No, we don't tell our secrets.
No, we don't.
Cashel.
Big boy now.
The forecourt of a petrol station.
Once upon a time, I choose to come around to the doors.
And leaning up against a few cars, another queue.
And you go put the tea towel on the gate.
And you cut it. Yeah.
Stop.
You're joking me.
That was when we were really spoiled.
That's when we really had money.
What are you going to do in the bank?
We're going to get money.
Oh, you have money.
What are you going to do with the money?
We're going to put it in our piggy bank.
In your piggy bank.
Yeah.
The nearest bank from here is on the continent and westward. So it should be a day gone.
But you have banks pulling up outside your door, whereas other people don't have a bank. They have to walk
to
the door.
But there's a limit to what they'll take to, you know. They won't take too much cash if you have that, you know.
Oh, for security reasons?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm only going to turn out a few old checks, you know.
And you
like,
a businessman?
I am, yeah, yeah. Like, if I have a cash lodgement now, I have to go to town with it. And that's a day gone.
Because it's what? It's about an hour in?
As it is. And to get parking, you know. And then you'll go in there and you'll spend money that you don't want to spend, you know. And you'll meet somebody and you mightn't come home at all.
Ever?
Oh, well, you come home the next day, you know, you have to stay over.
How would you spend money? A businessman like you should be able to resist.
You could go on the beer or go back in horses, or you wouldn't know who you'd meet, you know, in a nice town like Westport.
That's right. So this keeps you from temptation, doesn't it?
It means I can get a bit of work done, you know, during the day.
What business are you in?
I have the smallest pub in the world.
Have you?
It only holds 20 people.
Where is it?
A mile down the road from here on the left-hand side. Called Line. It's a half door and a thatched roof, and there's no radio, no television, no phone, and no food. And I sell a bit of property as well in my spare time.
And people rely on their own conversation.
Exactly. Men must talk.
And you'll just lodge this and leave it all, or just take 5. Now, sign that one, Breda.
She called that woman Breda. Anne seems to know everyone's name.
Hiya. Is that Jack? Yeah, he's got really big. Jackie, you're not talking to me today.
And while Anne is inside chatting with people by name, Jim is outside keeping people in the queue company.
Bye-bye now.
Either talking or listening. Are you putting in or taking out, or what's your business here today?
If this man puts in some, I might take some out. But if there's nothing there to take out, there's nothing there to take out, and that's it.
Down the road in Achill Sound, the bank's last stop of the day.
Hello there.
The customers are leaning on a mid-sized wall. Behind them, an impossibly bright, colourful view of mountain and sky.
Thanks.
The pictures are on the Curious Ear webpage on rte.ie. What line of business are you in?
Pick your winkles.
Pick winkles?
Aye.
Do you? How and can you do it all year round?
Well, you can.
Can you?
Well, you can.
And who do you sell the winkles to?
A guy comes in around Christmas time and buys the lot.
And how do you preserve them? How do you preserve them?
Put them down the shore. Put them into a bag and put them down the shore. If just, when the sea goes out, it comes in again in the evening. Once they get the water in the evening again, they're all right.
And nobody would take your winkles on you, would they?
Just no. So, the daddy's just rustling the winkles, huh?
No, I have a business here.
Do you? What is it?
Mobile phones.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that would be all electronic. You wouldn't be dealing
with
it.
Well, I use internet banking, but at the end of the day, I still have to deposit cash and cheques.
Okay.
You know, there's no till here or deposit.
Okay. So you have a mobile phone shop on the island?
Just along the road there.
Oh, I see. And where are you from originally?
Originally Donegal, but I've spent all my life in near Glasgow.
Okay. And then why did you pick Achill rather than Donegal to go back to?
I play traditional music, and I had been coming up the West Coast. I was a teacher, and I was coming up the West Coast every year playing traditional music during my holidays.
Right.
And one of the places I played was in Dewa, up in Achill. And my wife got early retirement. She plays as well. And when she took early retirement, there was a house available up there, and we took it. In a place like Achill, you have to do more than just sell mobile phones, you know. I'm a coach with the FAI as well, and I work the summer schools with them.
Hey, Anne, thanks very much.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
The day is nearly over, and Jim has one more job.
All right. I'll carry it across for you now.
Help a customer with her bags.
That's it now, right?
That was some day, let me tell you.
That big long roll, that's all the...
That's all the foreign transactions. For the day.
For a lot of people, that are the customer there, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, I thought that was Jim. Hi, Jim, how are you? Not. No, and you would have needed to order, you need it by the 29th as well.
You need Polish currency, is it?
Going on a trip from school. My son needs it, you know.
They want to visit Poland, don't they?
Yeah.
If you ring me on that, I'll know by Friday what's there.
Friday, all right.
Okay, James. Take care. Bye.
That's the programme. The email address is curiousear@rte.ie, and Curious Ear is all one word. Or you can write to myself, Ronan Kelly, The Curious Ear, RTE Radio 1, RTE Dublin 4.